Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. This is the Resilience Podcast 590, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Wednesday, April 12th. The quote is from a post-apocalyptic novel by the author Michael Hoff. It sums up a stunningly pervasive cyclical vision of history. It's a reminder that the challenges that we face in life can help us to grow and actually become stronger. It also highlights the importance of remaining vigilant and adaptable, especially during times of prosperity. By recognizing the cyclical nature of history and embracing the lessons of the past, we can help to create a better future for ourselves and for those around us. The idea of this cyclical nature of history is a very interesting one. It suggests that history is not linear, but rather that events and trends tend to repeat themselves over time. The quote, "Hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make hard times," encapsulates this idea perfectly. The first part of the quote suggests that periods of difficulty can lead to the development of resilience and fortitude. When faced with hardship, people are forced to adapt and become stronger in order to survive. This can be seen throughout history, from the struggles of early humans to the challenges faced by societies during times of war or economic recession. The second part of the quote suggests that periods of prosperity can lead to complacency and weakness. When things are going well, people may become lazy or take their good fortune for granted. This can lead to a decline in the skills and values that were developed during times of adversity. The final part of the quote suggests that weakness can lead to hard times. When people become complacent or weak, they may not be prepared to face new challenges or threats. This can lead to a cycle of decline and hardship as weaker individuals struggle to cope with the demands of their environment. The quote highlights the importance of resilience and adaptability in the face of adversity. It suggests that the challenges we face today can help us to become stronger and better equipped to face future challenges. It also underscores the idea that history is not predetermined, but rather that it is shaped by the actions and decisions of individuals and societies. By recognizing this cyclical nature of history, we can better understand the patterns that have shaped the world around us and make more informed decisions about tomorrow. Also important to note that while history may repeat itself, it is not an exact replication. Each cycle presents its own unique challenges and opportunities, and it is up to individuals and societies to learn from the past and adapt to the present. By embracing the lessons of history and striving to become strong men in good times, we can help to create a better future for ourselves and those around us. This requires a willingness to learn and grow, as well as a commitment to preserving the values and principles that have helped us to succeed in the past. Ultimately, the cyclical nature of history reminds us that we are not simply passive observers in the world of the world around us, but active participants in shaping its course. By working together and embracing the challenges of the present, we certainly can help to create a brighter and more resilient future for us all. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally.
And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.